The Speaker of the Nova Scotia House of Assembly grants permission to record the televised proceedings of the legislature for use in schools and for other purposes, such as private study, research, review, or newspaper summary. Television and radio broadcasters may make use of recorded excerpts of the televised proceedings in their news or public affairs programs for the purposes of fair and accurate reports of proceedings. Program material may not be used for political party advertising, election campaigns, or any other politically partisan activity. Any other commercial use or rebroadcast of these televised proceedings requires the express written approval of the Speaker.
Good morning, members of the Public Accounts Committee. I'd like to call the meeting to order if we can, and welcome back. This is our first meeting of the Committee of Public Accounts since the summer break, and I wanted to welcome everybody and hope you had a good summer and hope we're set for a good year with, again, a lot of interesting topics for the Public Accounts Committee to look at. I wanted to first begin with the members introducing themselves, but just before I do that, I understand that Becky Kent had an injury and is away for at least a couple of weeks, and I would hope that you would send our best wishes to her on behalf of the committee. Perhaps we could start with Mr. Epstein.
Good morning, Howard Epstein, MLA, Halifax, Chibucto.
Good morning, Matt Wynot, MLA, Hammonds Plains, Upper Sackville.
Dave Wilson, MLA for Sackville Cobequid.
Jim Morton, Kings North.
Leonard Pereira, Halifax Citadel, Sable Island.
Harold Terrio, Digby, Annapolis, setting in for Keith Collin.
Chuck Porter, Hans West.
Thank you. Diana Whalen, Halifax, Clayton Park.
Al Horgan, Deputy Auditor General.
Darlene Henry, Committee Clerk.
Thank you very much. And we have no witnesses with us today, so that introduces everybody here. I did want to just make a couple of notes before we begin, and one was that we've had meetings of the committee that's planning next year's conference for CCPAC, which is a national conference of public accounts committee members, and we will be hosting that next summer, which is the reason that your vice chair, Mr. Pereira, and myself have met with members of the audit office, Jacques Lapointe and Evangeline Coleman-Sad. I wanted all members of the committee to be aware of it right now because we will all play a role in hosting members of that committee, and I hope and want to extend a warm invitation to all members of this committee to be active in that conference next summer when it is held at the end of August. So that's just to let you know that we've begun and we're working on an agenda, and we have invited, in fact, at the end of the last conference, made an invitation to all the other provinces to join us next summer. So I think that's an important thing coming up. Today, our main purpose is to get an agenda underway for the coming year. So I wonder if I could call on Mr. Pereira for a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you know, we've been meeting through the summer and looking at the establishment of the agenda and the calling of witnesses. And I think we've agreed that the best way to do that is to reestablish the Agenda and Procedures Committee. So I move that that this committee approve the reestablishment of the Agenda and Procedures Committee.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for that motion, please? Yeah, okay, thank you very much. That's wonderful. That's Mr. Wynot. And with that, I'll put the motion. All those in favor of reestablishing the subcommittee as moved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
A contrary-minded nay. Well, that's very good. We now have a subcommittee on agenda and procedures. Is there a second motion, Mr. Pereira?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move. There were some issues outstanding from the last meeting about the policies and procedures of the Public Accounts Committee itself and the Agenda and Procedures Committee, and I move that those questions be referred to the Agenda and Procedures Committee and that the committee consider it and make recommendations to the Public Accounts Committee as soon as it can.
Okay, thank you very much. I think that's a good motion, and again, I need a seconder for that motion. Thank you, Mr. Wynot. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Contrary-minded nay. Thank you. That motion is passed. And with that, the only other item, I think, of business was the Public Accounts Committee annual report. And that has, I'm not sure we have it on our list here, but that's been circulated to all members of the committee. And I know we have a couple of substitutes today. But the annual report is another item that we need to sign off on for last year. And we had suggested that it go to the subcommittee as well. But if any members of the committee have changes or corrections or any additions to that report, to please let us know. I think we'll allow at least a week, let's say 1 week. I think that the clerk had allowed till, what date did you ask, Darlene? September 27th was in the email that we would have received for feedback. But if, yes, Mr. Pereira?
Yeah, just to be clear, the recommendation is for the Agenda and Procedures Committee to review the annual report and then to discuss it and approve it at the next meeting of the Public Accounts Committee, so people will have a chance to both speak to the Agenda and Procedures Committee as well as at the Accounts Committee. So there are probably a couple of weeks.
That's right. Okay, we'll allow a couple of weeks, but I wanted members to be aware to review that. If you have any changes, to let your member on the subcommittee know, or pass it on to us so that we can review it. Thank you very much, and I think that concludes the business of today's meeting with the full committee, unless there are any other comments that somebody, or questions. No? With that, I'd like a motion to adjourn. So done, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
This podcast was previously aired on Legislative Television. The Speaker of the Nova Scotia House of Assembly grants permission to record the televised proceedings of the legislature for use in schools and for other purposes, such as private study, research, review, or newspaper summary. Television and radio broadcasters may make use of recorded excerpts of the televised proceedings in their news or public affairs programs for the purposes of fair and accurate reports of proceedings. Program material may not be used for political party advertising, election campaigns, or any other politically partisan activity. Any other commercial use or rebroadcast of these televised proceedings requires the express written approval of the Speaker.